Okay, listen up. A dangerous Belgian, the devil's horn, and a listener request. I feel like I'm setting up the amazing Karnak here. But no, those are the key ingredients for this week's Sideways Glance, our regular spot for those stories from across the globe that make us do a double take. Clark Boyd, take it away.
Better music. That's the message listener Pat White sent to us recently when we asked what you'd like to hear more of on our show. On November 6th, you missed the birthday of the inventor of the saxophone, Pat wrote. Right, Pat. Well, I just happen to have lived in Belgium for a while, so it looks like I get to bring you this sideways glance at Adolf Sax and his most famous creation. Antoine Joseph Sax was born in Dinant, Belgium, in November of 1814. No one's quite sure why people started calling him Adolf. Anyway, his family moved to Brussels when he was only a few months old. Sax's father was a carpenter and a maker of musical instruments. And from a young age, Sax learned the craft at his father's side.
Little Adolf had the opportunity to learn all about it in this workshop, and he was really great at it. He started out on his own instrument, the clarinet, more or less when he was 14 or 15 years old.
That's Jo Santi of the Museum of Musical Instruments in Brussels. Santi says the talented and extremely entrepreneurial Sax lit out for Paris in the early 1840s.
His aim was nothing short of introducing a whole new range of instruments for the French army, which is, of course, a huge market.
Sax wasted no time. He borrowed some money, built his own workshop, and started making a range of what he called sax horns. These would later become famous as things like the flugelhorn and the bass tuba. And then, in 1846, he unveiled a patent for a special something he'd been working on for a few years, a saxophone, part clarinet, part older brass instrument called an ophicleide.
The first patent shows the mouthpiece of a clarinet, a detailed drawing of an ophicleide, and then the detailed drawing of the baritone saxophone with, next to it, rough sketches of the smaller versions up until the soprano.
Yeah, that's an early composition for six saxophones. Sounds great, right? Well, one problem selling the sax sound was Sax himself, who was a difficult personality.
With Adolf Sax, he was so controversial. You were either for him or you were against him. This dynamic, prolific, dangerous Belgian that had arrived in Paris split up the musical world in France between pros and cons.
And so Sax made fortunes and lost them. He went bankrupt three times fighting lawsuits brought by rivals. Rivals who, when Sax's 10-year patent ran out on the saxophone, started making their own versions. The saxophone enjoyed success in chamber music, orchestras, but above all, in military bands. Adolf Sax died in 1894 and is buried in Paris. His most famous creation eventually made its way to America. And the rest, as any jazz lover will tell you, is history.
It was love at first sight, really, between jazz musicians and the saxophone. They play like they would sing it. And the saxophone is a very, very good instrument to do that. You can cry and talk and weep and shout on a saxophone like you do with your voice.
Jo Santi says Adolf Sax will be in the spotlight next year. It's the 200th anniversary of his birth. In Brussels, the Museum of Musical Instruments will host a special exhibit on Sax and all of his musical instruments. And in his hometown of Dinant, a major international saxophone competition will take place. Plenty of time for listener Pat White to book a ticket. I recommend the bar next to the Citadel in Dinant. Great views of the Meuse River. For the world, I'm Clark Boyd.
You must have a favorite thing worthy of a sideways glance, so stop by PRI.org and tell us about it, or tweet it using the hashtag YourWorld. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're back with you tomorrow.